This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Lawmakers in Alabama are questioning the purchase of a $1.5 million Colorado ranch by the commander of U.S. Space Command. CPR's Dan Boyce reports General James Dickinson bought the ranch months before recommending that Space Command stay in Colorado Springs.
The website AL.com says General Dickinson, a Colorado native, purchased the 20-acre ranch in early April. Space Command had been scheduled to move to Huntsville, Alabama, but President Biden reversed that decision last month. Alabama Senator Katie Britt says the ranch purchase cast doubt on Dickinson's support for keeping the command in Colorado. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Four U.S. senators are asking the IRS to evaluate nonprofit hospitals. It's part of an effort to make sure hospitals are providing the charity care required by their tax-exempt status. Residents in Pueblo say two hospitals aren't doing enough. Marky and Harlock is with KFF Health News.
Right now, those senators are trying to get an evaluation of whether hospitals are doing their fair share. And what I suspect is they'll get some information back and then decide, is there something that Congress needs to do here?
After a successful debut season of free open-air Shakespeare last year, a Centennial-based theater company returns this weekend. CPR's Eden Lane.
A suburban park will stand in for the Forest of Arden during Shakespeare in the Wild's performances. Founder and producing director Lee Miller says they expect even larger audiences this year and are ready.
So in hopes of keeping the people in the back engaged, we have microphones, which is huge.
Golf carts have been added to address accessibility to the field this year. The comedy, As You Like It, opens tonight and runs through the 27th. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.